Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Ian Rappaport joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at @RapSheet. You can see Ian throughout the week on NFL Network's NFL Total Access. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern. He's been all over the Le'Veon Bell situation. Ian, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Crazy here, nothing, in Pittsburgh, as apparently. You can guess. Now, I'll start off with this. I don't begrudge Le'Veon Bell one bit for ultimately getting paid somewhere else, but it's my contention he'll never, ever, ever, ever produce somewhere else how he does here in Pittsburgh with Ben, with AB, with the O-line, et cetera. Is that fair?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that still need to be determined. First of all, he's got a new offensive coordinator this year. So was it Todd Haley, who is obviously not perfect, but a very, very good offensive coordinator, football mind to say the least? Is that part of the reason for his success? Is it because of the talent around him? Is it because he's just such a great player that none of that matters? I mean, I think there's a lot sort of to be determined there, but I think one thing that's very clear is as a player goes into free agency, which obviously Le'Veon Bell is doing now, he's not going to be tagged a third time. As a player goes and starts to look at where else he might land, the focus is not just where can I go be the most productive player. The focus is a combination of, and on some levels, where can I get paid the most money and where can I win the most championships. And obviously with the Steelers, you have a chance to win championship every year. So it's really just where can I make the most money. So I'm not sure the focus is, am I going to be productive somewhere else? The focus is, can I actually get what I believe I deserve as, one of the best running backs in the NFL and one of the best slot receivers in the NFL.
Ian, let's fast forward here, 9 months from now, give or take, when free agency begins next year. What is his worth? Have you been able to get a feel from talking to folks around the league? What is his worth on the open market once teams can bid for him?
No, it's impossible. I mean, it really is. And this is why it's such a challenging situation. It's also why it was such a hard deal to do. You know, he right now is the highest paid running back on a 1 year deal by far, by a lot. But the highest paid running back on a multi-year deal is making $8.25 million. So I know that Bell believes he's worth, probably certainly more than 15 per year, which is what I believe he wanted. He probably thinks by next year he'll be worth more than 16 a year, but is that what the market will bear? You know, free agency has a funny way of bringing players down to reality, or the opposite. I didn't think Jerick McKinnon was going to be worth $7 million a year. That's what someone paid him. Therefore, that's what he's worth. Same thing with Sammy Watkins. $16 million a year is a ton. It's what somebody paid him, so therefore that's what he's worth. I don't know if a running back in his prime on the open market is going to make more than what the Steelers offered yesterday. I'm incredibly curious to find out, though, because I can't remember a similar situation in the NFL in recent years.
Does Mike Tomlin make a concerted effort to go Willie Parker on this guy and just run his wheels off this year?
I think as a head coach who wants to win more than anything, I don't think that's part of his thinking. If the Steelers have it locked up in week 17, does he play Le'Veon? I'd say if all the other starters are sitting, I'd say probably not. But I don't really sense anything different. I know that's sort of something people talk about, but I would have a hard time imagining there'd be anything different football-wise. Because, let's say Le'Veon had signed a five-year deal yesterday. So is all of a sudden Tomlin going to take his best player off the field on third downs or on second downs or whatever to preserve him? Like, history just shows that that's not something he does. I don't see it happening. To me, they'll play him as many snaps as he was going to play anyway, and then you figure out the contract situation afterward.
Do you anticipate this summer playing out the same way it did last summer? In other words, training camp opens, no Le'Veon Bell. He doesn't sign the franchise tender until basically the very last minute, the week before the opener.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I see happening. That's probably the best guess right now. And, you know, I know some people have talked about him maybe skipping the season. I mean, you know, if he's willing to give up $8 million or $7 million, then I guess theoretically that's a possibility. But let's be real. That's not realistic, right? But then the real question is, you know, he said yesterday, I want 2018 to be my best year. Well, there were questions last year about how ready he was after skipping camp. You know, to me, the real question is, does he actually show up earlier to make sure that he goes out and kills it and then is in the best position to destroy the running back market as a free agent? That's kind of my question is, does he actually show up earlier?
Ian Rappaport joining us here from NFL Network on the Fan Morning Show. Let's tackle that one real quick. If I'm his agent, as soon as he gets on the road and heads toward Latrobe, if he does, run his car off the road. And I'm generally not on Le'Veon Bell's side, Ian, but it would make zero sense for him to risk getting injured in Latrobe, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To me, there's always a risk, right? So whether it's Latrobe, whether it's in practice, whether it's in the game, I mean, playing football is a risk. So it really is it more of a risk? You know, look, I would imagine if he comes to training camp, it'll be some sort of like, look, if I show up, can you not, you know, tackle me in full pads? What do you think Tomlin's going to say? No, don't show up? Of course, he'll probably say fine. So I would imagine, you know, if you're the agent, if you're Adisa Bakari, then it's a battle between, yeah, I want my guy protected, but, you know, he can't average less than 4 yards per carry. He just can't going into free agency. He's got to have a great year to go out and get the kind of money he wants. What's going to put him in the best position to have the best year possible? You know, for a lot of players, it's training camp. And the reason I know that is because training camp exists, and it exists to get players ready for the season.
Do you think someone like the Jets will pay $18-19 million at this guy?
You know, I have a hard time imagining it's going to be that. You know, could it be, you know, similar to the 14 a year the Steelers offered him? Probably. I'm sure it would be more guaranteed money. You know, and I think that's the problem is the Steelers just have never paid the guaranteed money over, you know, the first several years of the deal that a lot of teams have. They pay differently. They give much higher yearly salaries. They give huge signing bonuses. They do it differently. They structure their contracts differently. And it seems to me that it's the contract structure that Le'Veon Bell had the most problem with. And so even if he doesn't get a higher yearly average on free agency, he'll certainly get more guaranteed money, and maybe that's something that'll make him happier.
Now, Ian, the training camp's almost here. What kind of entertainment value are we in Pittsburgh going to get from Hard Knocks with the Browns, Baker Mayfield, Todd Haley, et cetera?
I think it's going to be really good. You know, Haley's, I mean, you guys know, he's one of a kind. He is... I'm sure for a minute or two he'll try to, you know, sort of be all shy and nice for the cameras. That's not really in his nature. So I would imagine it's going to be quite the show. And, you know, with Baker, I mean, look, he had a reality show following him before he was even in the NFL. He's going to be right at home and I'm sure playing to the cameras. That's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be really good. I mean, it's, you know, for Hard Knocks to get that team with Hugh Jackson, who doesn't hold back on anything, and Baker Mayfield, who I think likes being in front of the cameras in that situation, and Todd Haley, who is himself, I think it's going to be really, really good. I'm excited about it.
At Rapsheet, you can follow him on Twitter, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider. Ian, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
All righty.
All right, take care.
Great stuff from Ian. You know, the way – I think that when Ian said the way the Steelers structure their contracts, it's the old kicking the can down the road, huh, Jim?
Absolutely.
He had a problem with that, Le'Veon Bell. He'll make more money somewhere else, but he is going to be out on an island. He's going to be the only offensive threat, and he's going to have to play with a young quarterback probably, at least a quarterback not as good as Ben Roethlisberger somewhere else.
Well, unless he signs with, like, what, two or three teams? Right, but teams, he's not going to get a quarterback that
I
good.
I hope he likes 8-8 seasons because that's where he's going to go, somewhere like that. I hope he likes the Colts or the Browns or somebody like that.
That would be spectacular.
If he went to the
Cleveland.
Browns?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, would it ever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.